As of Thursday, Washington had 166 cases of monkeypox, also known as MPV. Most of those were in King County. States are in the process of receiving limited federal supplies of the JYNNEOS vaccine, which is approved for adults 18 and up. But Whitman County Public Health Director Chris Skidmore says not everyone will be eligible.
There's a very small amount of it available, so they've pulled some of the national stockpile specifically to allocate out to areas that have been hit with confirmed cases.
In Washington, the vaccine is being offered to people who have either contracted the virus or been exposed to it. State officials are working to expand that group to people who are at a high risk for exposure. Michelle Roberts, Assistant Secretary for Prevention and Health at DOH, says so far the state has ordered and distributed over 6,800 doses. That amounts to over 95% of Washington's federal allocation so far, she says, with a small holdback for tribes and counties with new cases. The state is set to receive an additional 17,000 doses, which will be broken into three waves over the next 4 to 6 weeks.
Right now, we are adopting a first dose prioritization strategy to ensure we can deliver vaccines to as many people in high-risk populations as possible.
In Idaho, which has 6 confirmed cases, residents must test positive for MPV before becoming eligible for the vaccine.
Once it's confirmed with lab tests, so it's not just, oh, I think you have it, I see spots or I see pustules, it's really confirmed with lab results.
That's Carol Morley, the director of Public Health Idaho North Central District. She says the state was notified on August 1st it was being sent an initial 560 doses, though they've yet to arrive. 20 doses will be sent to the areas of Latah, Lewis, Idaho, Clearwater, and Nez Perce counties. Monkeypox can start with flu-like symptoms before progressing to a rash of small red bumps. Those bumps later become fluid-filled and eventually turn to scabs that fall off. MPV is not a sexually transmitted infection, but can easily be spread through sexual contact. It is transmitted through direct skin-to-skin contact, especially with infectious rashes, scabs, or bodily fluids. It can also spread through touching objects, clothing, bed linens, or other items of someone with an infectious rash. People who think they might have monkeypox should avoid skin-to-skin contact with others and keep rashes covered until they can check with a medical provider. Though less common, the virus can also spread through respiratory droplets and prolonged face-to-face contact. According to the CDC, brief interactions that don't involve physical contact are not considered high risk. Monkeypox usually clears on its own within 2 to 4 weeks. However, those most at risk of developing serious illness include people who are immunocompromised, children, and pregnant women. Some of those high-risk individuals are eligible for the antiviral TPOXX, though Morley says if children are approved, it would likely be on a case-by-case basis. I'm Rachel Sun.